Anyway, we're about out of time. Let me just ask one more of this. Do you have to believe in the deity, death, and resurrection of Christ to be eternally saved? Now let me read it one more time. Do you have to believe in the deity, death, and resurrection of Christ to be eternally saved?
Yes.
Amen.
I don't mean by that you have to understand each of those. I've been studying the Bible and theology for a long time, and I will be quick to admit there's a lot in the Bible I don't understand, probably maybe more than I do. So the reason I answered as I did is because I don't mean that I understand it all, but I mean one cannot be saved unless he accepts the finished work of Christ. That's where the price was paid. Proof that debt was paid is in the resurrection, and I don't know how you can separate the two.
I'd like to add to that being true, none of the apostles were saved. Is that what you believe? When you come to Matthew chapter 16, and Jesus is explaining to Peter that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day, he gets interrupted by Peter, the guy who has just spoken the Word of God. And he was commended by Jesus Christ. Flesh and blood has not shown this unto you, but your Father who is in heaven. And poor Peter, he's always sticking his foot in his mouth. And so he listened to that and he thought, wow, wow. And he began to go higher and higher in his own estimation. And he went so high in his estimation that he began to contradict Jesus Christ. Whoops. Shall not be so unto you. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you. Was Peter saved? None of the apostles believed that Jesus would die. They were on a different page altogether. They had one thing in mind, and that is that they wanted to kill those Romans. Isn't that right? You don't know, do you? Think it through. And that's why they all ran at the cross. Why were they completely discouraged? Why did a woman have to come along, a woman of ill repute, and straighten them out? You see, when Jesus opened up that truth to them in John 1 and 2, about the temple. You know what I'm talking about? You destroy this temple and we'll raise it up again in 3 days. What was he talking about? You say, I don't know. Well, neither did they. Until after the cross. And after the resurrection. So before we glibly say something, look at the context. Where are you talking about? Because I am not in a position to say that those apostles were unregenerate. If that's true, then I just will not even preach the two messages I have tomorrow on sanctification, salvation from the Upper Room Discourse. I'd better preach justification, salvation. Think. Jesus had to die if there was going to be any salvation. Can't be any argument about that. Faith alone and Christ alone, by grace alone, plus nothing. R.C. Sproul says, faith alone, by Christ alone, grace alone, plus nothing equals nothing. That's his response to that. No, faith alone, by Christ alone, through grace alone, equals what? Yeah. Now, there's a book out by Mike Kokoris called The Salvation Controversy. And one of the things that he brings out in that book, I think very well stated, he was the successor, by the way, to Vernon McGee at Church of the Open Door. And he says, Paul said, I preach Christ crucified. I preach Christ crucified. So a second thing that we should all believe is the imperative of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for Jesus Christ. But if you start adding a lot of things, you might find you better not stop with the death and resurrection. What about adoption? What about the triunity of God? What about? The fact of the matter is, there are a lot of people, whether we agree with them or not, that are pretty devoted students of the Word of God, that say that John 20:31 is true. Jesus stood there with Thomas, showed him the hands, and Thomas says, as he saw his hands and his side, my Lord and my God. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. Flesh and blood is not revealed, but your Father who is in heaven. And there are those coming that shall not have the opportunity of seeing what you have seen. So these signs, these eight signs were given that, why? Including the death and resurrection of Christ, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. But what did John say to those listeners? These signs were given that you must believe that Jesus, the man, is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And if you do, you have life. John wrong? I don't think so. You see, be careful what we decide. I believe both of those things are absolutely essential in order to offer eternal life. But it doesn't mean that the apostles believed that. They didn't. But they believed that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. So, I find that among our free grace people, we are dividing our forces and destroying. One of the things the Lordship Salvationists don't do, they don't get out there and chew each other up. Though they're far apart from each other in their theology. Let's not chew each other up. Faith alone, in Christ alone, by grace alone, plus nothing. We preach Christ crucified. think it through.
You know, just never to disagree with Dr. Rademacher, but I really believe that if I was in India and I just said believe in Christ, I don't think they would just add him to as another God. And I truly think that we have to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. And I'm not going to, you know, I do understand. I agree with what he said about the apostles because he hadn't died yet and they really didn't understand it. But they understood it later and that's what they preached. And we're going to have disagreements and that's one I would have. Because if I just went to India and if I said, would you all believe in Christ? Hundreds of thousands would. Because they don't mind having one more God. They have to believe that they have to understand what he did. And that's just my belief. Maybe I'm wrong. And this man of God knows a lot more than I know. But let's not do that. This is a great man of God. And 99% of what he said I agree with. But I just can't that. And we're going to have disagreements like that. But that doesn't mean we need to separate. The Lordshippers don't separate. But I'm going to speak what I believe. And he's going to speak what he believes. And he's a great man of God. And I can't wait to hear him. Because he said so many things I 100% agreed with. And he may be right and I'm wrong. But I just had to say what I felt. Anyway, we're going to have to close. Our time is...